Hello, beautiful alchemist. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda, and I want to thank you so much for being here today. There's a lot that I want to share with you, and I'm really excited. We're about to celebrate 10 years with Reiki Radio. Reiki Radio's birthday is coming up, and some other news. I just want to let you know as well, I am so thankful for all of you who have been a part of the community for some time. If you are new to the community, feel free to reach out to me anytime, share with me your stories, how you've connected with Reiki, email me, tag me on Instagram, whatever it is that you prefer. But I love hearing your stories. But with that, sit back and relax, and I will see you on the other side. Okay, beautiful alchemist, welcome to this week's episode of Reiki Radio, which is the final episode to wrap up season 10. As I mentioned in the intro, we are about to celebrate the birthday of Reiki Radio. So, Reiki Radio launched on September 4th, 2013, 10 years ago. I can't believe it. It has been an incredible journey and one I never, ever expected. I mean, truly, I didn't. If you go back in the archives to the beginning of the show, you will find that I shared a lot about my journey. That's how the podcast started. So I, like many of you, was introduced to Reiki, energy healing, the world in the realms of esoteric and spirituality, esoteric arts. And I was having some very incredible experiences. The thing was, though, back then, there wasn't, I don't think there was even another Reiki podcast back then. But if there were, I mean, there definitely wasn't a lot of information out there other than, people's websites. And there wasn't a lot of talk publicly about what people experienced in the realm of the Reiki community, other than, it was a fabulous technique, which is true. However, once I started practicing Reiki and meditation daily and started studying other philosophies and systems, I started going through what many called the dark night of the soul, or just the effects of awakening, healing, allowing stuff to move. A lot was coming up to come out. I was having a lot of self-realization, is essentially what it came down to. But I hadn't heard anyone really talk about it, especially not within the Reiki community. And again, this was 10 years ago. So that's what inspired me to start the podcast to begin with. I just wanted to share what it was I was learning, what it was I was growing through. I thought if there was anyone else out there that was possibly going through the same things, having the same types of realizations that I was having, it was worth having a conversation about. So I started Reiki Radio as a way to hopefully build community. And at the very least, share my experiences to encourage anyone else that may have had similar experiences. So I didn't know anything about podcasting back then. I had never even listened to a podcast. So it was just really a shot in the dark. I just wanted to share and didn't know any other way to do it. Back then, Zoom wasn't a thing. There were what do you call them? Teleconferences and things like this. So, anyway, I mean, I didn't have much of an email list back then. I primarily worked with people locally and in person, and they were only referrals. So, my circle, my community at the time was also very small. So that's why I decided I would choose the route of a podcast, just see what would happen. I knew that there was a potential that I would reach people far beyond who I knew, and that was just the goal. So anyway, I started Reiki Radio, and initially a really good friend of mine, she agreed to do Reiki Radio with me. We did some episodes together, and then she decided to do her own podcast for a little bit. And so I was doing it alone, and I really enjoyed it because it became like a journal of sorts. I was just showing up every week to talk about again what it was I was experiencing, but more importantly, what was helping me work through my healing process as it related to Reiki meditation and other tools. And I was also noting for myself what the evidence was, the proof of this work, just by sharing and talking about it. So anyway, I would say it was a while, maybe even a year. I don't remember, but it was a while before I started receiving emails knowing that people were actually listening. And at first, it was just a few listeners that actually reached out to me. And I remember all of you by name even now. And interestingly, at some point, I started talking about my study of oracle cards. And interestingly enough, that's when one listener in particular, her name is Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Michelle in New Jersey. She sent me an email one day asking if I taught how to read oracle cards. And at the time, the only thing I taught was Reiki, and it was only in person in San Diego. I had never taught anything online. And so by now there were online platforms where we could do, you know, video meetings. And again, I don't think Zoom was there yet, or I hadn't known about it, but I used a different platform. And I thought, I never taught an oracle class, but I could. So because of her request, that's what inspired me to create my very first online class. And it was a class all about how to read oracle cards. And so there were a few people who came and attended, and I really enjoyed working with a group, more so than I would have even imagined. And that was the catalyst for me teaching online. And it was an incredible experience, mainly because I stepped out of my shell and decided to teach other things that I studied that were beyond Reiki. And it gave me the opportunity to be able to work with people even beyond who was local, my local community. So fast forward, some more time had passed, maybe a few years, more listeners, more emails. And it was very encouraging, very inspiring. And I have to thank you all again, those of you that have been here from the beginning, anyone who ever sent me any messages, because let me tell you, at that time, I was doing my, you know, I was so wrapped up, caught up in my own healing process. And because it was newer to me at that time, what I was going through felt more drastic than how it feels today. And there were days where I was really discouraged. I was going through my own, you know, life changes. There was so much in me that was cracking open. I was very emotional. I was very raw. And then there were so many changes going on in my life that were very hard and challenging. And I understood that it was all part of the process of my healing. However, I was in a lot of resistance at the time. And so just so many elements of my life were more challenging than they had to be, but it was because of my own resistance. So I had days where I was just very discouraged. I didn't want to do the podcast. I really didn't know if it mattered, if anybody like really cared, you know, even though I was receiving some emails, I was like, is this really helping anyone? I don't know. And so I would have these moments of doubt. And it was incredible because every time I had that feeling, every time I wanted to just give up and walk away, not just from the podcast, but quite frankly, even from my healing, I would receive an email from one of you. And it would be an email thanking me for the podcast and thanking me for something that I shared, or just letting me know how much you could relate. And I still, now thinking back to it, I just was blown away by the timing that every time I wanted to throw in the towel, I received an email that encouraged me. And, you know, it was like that breath of life, just that little push that I needed. So thank you to all of you who may have sent me an email back then, because it may have been you that encouraged me that day. And I don't know that you know that. So I committed to it. I did Reiki Radio consistently every single week. I showed up for a couple of years consecutively, never missed a week. And over time, of course, the audience grew. More people found out about Reiki Radio. I received more emails. I started facilitating more online courses. I even had a group at some point called the Coven of Consciousness, which is really like the Alchemy Circle. It was the first iteration of the Alchemy Circle. And I got to work closely with a group of people, a small group of people, just very consistently for, I think we worked together for a year, but it was incredible. It was an amazing experience. And the podcast really was a catalyst. And I'm so thankful for the connections that have been made over these last 10 years. So many of you that I've been able to meet, or at the very least communicate with, you know, through email. And so, to my surprise, at some point, I even had some people come and travel to San Diego to take Reiki classes with me, which was mind-blowing. I mean, I can't tell you what an honor it was for people to decide that they were going to fly in from wherever they lived just to take Reiki classes with me. And so that also, of course, was very inspiring. It was really humbling, to be honest. And I couldn't have imagined that I would have had such a beautiful opportunity to connect with so many people in these beautiful ways. And especially because at the beginning of this work, I was working through being very introverted. And at the start of, you know, doing Reiki sessions and teaching Reiki classes, I was a little scared of working with people I didn't know. So I was very selective, which is why primarily I only had clients that were referred to me. I had a lot of reservation and hesitation with working with people I didn't know. And so the podcast and creating online content also helped me work through those fears. And the podcast has really contributed to my growth in so many ways that I just would have never imagined. I've become much more extroverted. I've become much more comfortable in sharing in general. I've become much more open and excited, quite frankly, to work with people that I don't know. So a lot has come of the podcast that has supported my growth. And I am so thankful to know that for some of you, it has supported your growth and your path as well. So then at one point, I ran out of things to share and say. You know, I had done the podcast for a few years, never took a break. And I will never forget that one day I just thought, I mean, I've shared everything about my path. I mean, I've shared everything about Reiki that I can think of. I've shared everything that I know that could help anyone in this work. So I decided to end the podcast. I thought it was the absolute end. I did an episode saying goodbye, and I thought that was the end. So I took off a year from the podcast only. I continued my practices. I continued studying. I continued teaching Reiki classes. But what was so interesting is about a few months after I had stopped, I started receiving emails from people who had just found the podcast and they were listening to the archived shows. And they were, you know, essentially like, hey, where did you go? Come back. I just found the podcast and there's more I want to know. Like, where did you go? Are you ever coming back? And I was shocked. I was really shocked. I mean, I don't know. I just never, it didn't even occur to me that new people would come and find the podcast even after the episodes had aired. I just figured whoever had been listening like real time, like that was it. Again, I understood nothing about podcasting really. So I thought, okay, well, a year later, I took an entire year off and then I was actually ready to come back and share because, again, I had spent so much time still focused and dedicated on my personal work that I actually did have some more to share. So I came back. Reiki Radio came back a year later and I was much more comfortable at that time with sharing and doing episodes by myself. And that's really a key thing here, I have to tell you. I had gotten very, very used to doing the podcast just myself without talking to anyone because at that point, I really hadn't done any interviews. So when I did return, what happened again was something so unexpected. I started receiving emails from PR people and publishers requesting that I interview their clients and authors. And I had no idea why that was happening. And in fact, one of the first ones that I received is someone who became one of my teachers, Franz Steiner. So back then, Franz had written a book called The Inner Heart of Reiki. I had never heard of him or his work. I received an email from his publisher asking if I would interview him. And of course, you know, I read the, they sent me a PDF of the book. I read it and I was blown away because he had written about in that book what it was I was experiencing in my practice of Reiki that I hadn't at that point heard anyone else talk about. So I was very excited to read his book and to interview him. And as I mentioned, he then became one of my teachers. But aside from that, I just started getting an influx of people requesting for me to interview them. Now, I mean, honestly, not only was I surprised, I was like, how did they even know to contact me? I don't know what's happening. But I didn't know that I knew how to interview anyone. I mean, I guess, you know, in my mind, like Franz, for example, he was one of the first and I guess it was easy because I read the book and I loved the book. So I had a lot of questions for him. So that is the one that stands out to me. I may have interviewed people before him. I don't remember, but that was the interview that stood out to me that made me recognize how much I enjoyed interviewing people. And so I got these requests and I agreed and I started. Reiki Radio changed, the format changed to interviews. And I stopped doing, you know, podcasts where it was just me. And I loved it so much because not only did I learn through the interviews, I started getting feedback from all of you that you were really enjoying these episodes. So then I got more encouraged and more inspired because it was like, I didn't have to just talk about my path, but we had this incredible opportunity as a community to learn from a range of teachers and authors and to explore and learn more about a range of modalities. Because again, at that point, I had only really spoken about Reiki and I spoke about intuition because I went really deep into intuitive development and working with Oracle and Tarot, those types of things. So having different teachers and authors come was amazing. Like I loved it. I loved hearing the stories of how other people came into this work. I loved hearing and learning what else supported people in this work. All of the things. So as many of you know, especially if you are newer to the show, you probably are only used to Reiki Radio being in that format. So there were several years where I did interviews. It was a lot of fun. And then again, I got to a space where I was like, I need a timeout. And part of it was because I then wanted to focus on my own personal projects. And, you know, in doing this work, I'm a one-man show. Okay. So like I'm the only one who shows up to teach my Reiki classes or to create the content for the online classes that I teach, plus show up to teach the online classes, plus show up to do the podcast and the interviews and respond to the email, schedule it all, edit the podcast. It's a lot. It's a lot of work. And so I really didn't have much free time to focus on projects. So I took a bit of a break. And as many of you know, I began working on the Energetic Alchemist Oracle deck. So interestingly, I mentioned to you that the birthday of Reiki Radio is September 4th. Also, and this wasn't on purpose, I just happened to look back at my calendar one day and noticed this coincidence. The day that I commissioned the artist for the Oracle deck was also September 4th, but it was 2019, 4 years ago. So anyway, I stepped away from the podcast to focus and give time and attention to the Oracle deck. I needed to make time to really get this out because it was something that I was just really excited to share. You know, I wanted to share with all of you in another way. I wanted to give you all something tangible that you could work with that expressed all that I had been sharing on the podcast for years. I wanted to give you something tangible that brought you into relationship with the challenges of this work and how to overcome the challenges of the work, how to understand how to work through your healing and growth processes. And I knew the Oracle was the best way to do it because I had also been working with Oracle cards for years, but I wanted to make something very specifically for energy healers, energy workers, and that focused on our healing process. So again, I took a break, focused on that. But as I mentioned, that was at the end of 2019. And as we all know, shortly after that, COVID hit. And so I still wasn't focused on the podcast. However, because of what started stirring up for me, there was a lot going on in the world at that time. Remember, a lot was erupting. COVID, Black Lives Matter, just so much was erupting. And I decided to create the Alchemy Circle. So the Alchemy Circle, I decided to create because I knew at that time a lot was coming up for a lot of us. And it started out with wanting to offer 30 days of guided Reiki practice. So I came on the podcast and I invited you all to the Alchemy Circle. I invited you to 30 consecutive days of guided Reiki practice with me on Zoom. And people showed up. And that, I believe, was in May of 2020. Yeah, because I think I called it Reiki May. So the Alchemy Circle was born, and we had such an incredible experience of showing up, working together, holding space together, getting familiar with each other. You know, at that time, we couldn't go out. We were on lockdown. So it was great to have that connection, that community, but more importantly, to focus on our energy work. And we enjoyed it so much that the Alchemy Circle was extended. So even after Reiki May, I decided to invite the people who showed up to join me every Tuesday morning and Thursday afternoon or early evening. So the Alchemy Circle became very regular. It still continues to this day. So that's where the Alchemy Circle came from. And again, it has been one of those things on my path that was so unexpected and I am beyond grateful for. So just as much as Reiki Radio has contributed to my path, it has contributed to my healing. It has been an honor to really just connect with you all and be a part of this community. The Alchemy Circle took me deeper into that because I got to know some of you. Like, I got to work with you one-on-one. I got to answer your questions and learn even from your experiences. And so I also want to acknowledge everyone who was in the very beginning of the Alchemy Circle. Some of you are still with me. Some of you are not. It doesn't matter. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because genuinely, that got me through a lot of those first couple of years of COVID. So like 2020, 2021, into even, you know, 2022, I, not only were we all going through what we're going through, but as many of you know, I had three friends pass away at that time. I was on the East Coast with my family, which also was very healing. I just had a lot going on personally, and the Alchemy Circle kept me anchored, kept me dedicated and committed to my practice. And so all of you that were present for that, and all of you that still are, I thank you so sincerely from the bottom of my heart, because you will never know how much you have contributed to my path. And I'm in deep, deep gratitude to all of you every day. So that happened, and I had a bit of a break from the podcast. And, you know, I did some episodes sporadically. Once I came back to California, I launched the Oracle Deck. The Oracle Deck, I think it was the end of last year. It was finally ready. It came to life. It was ready to be shared with the world. And again, one of those things that my gratitude is, I can't even articulate, right? So I was so excited to create the deck because, again, my intent was to help you. I just wanted to share with all of you a tool, a tangible tool that you could use to support your healing journey, to be part of your toolbox. And when I was going to launch the deck, because I love teaching, listen, if you have ever been in any of my classes, even if you've only taken my online classes, if you did them on demand, I hope it comes across. I love teaching. Like, it is such an honor for me. I love the group work. I love holding space. Again, I love meeting you, and I love just sharing content with you, but practical tools. I love watching the light bulbs go off for all of you. I love giving you experiences and exercises that really give you those aha moments where you understand more deeply, you know, this work. So of course, when I created the Oracle Deck, I was like, I have to create a class because I want people to not only be able to work with the cards, but really understand their own intuitive mind and really start to trust. And even though the deck comes with a guidebook, I had to write definitions for all 74 cards. I think that might have been the hardest part of the deck. So there is a guidebook that comes with the deck, and there are definitions for every single card. But I wanted you to really trust the way that the cards spoke to you personally. So I said, I'm going to create two classes for the deck. I'm going to create Alchemy of the Seeker, that just basically teaches you how to connect with your intuition and how to read the cards intuitively. We went really deeply into that. But I also created Alchemy of the Oracle for people who wanted to use the cards as a tool to support not only their path, but also to support other people. So there is a lot of coaching element wrapped up in that course. I was so excited. Like, I can't even tell you. And then people signed up, and I got to work with those people for, I believe it was 5 months. I believe it was a 5-month class. It's really long, but again, if you know me and you've worked with me, I pack in a lot of information and content. So we spent 5 months together. And in that time, I also resumed Reiki Radio. So the end of last year and into this year, the episodes have been more consistent and they have still been interviews. But there was a part of me, honestly, where I considered, I was like, maybe I should do some more solo episodes again, just because there is a lot, again, that I want to share with you all. I mean, even though I'm interviewing other people and sharing their stories and their work with you, I'm still learning and growing a lot myself. And through my practice and through what I study and through what I learn, there is a lot that I have learned that I do want to share with you. But to be honest, after so long of doing interviews, I felt like I didn't know how to do podcasts by myself. So I've avoided it. And that's why that hasn't happened. And then a few months ago, a friend of mine asked me, she said, you know, I love the podcast. I love the people you interview. It's great. And she's like, but I really don't know what's going on in your path. And I would love to hear that. And I told her, I was like, well, friend, maybe I will share some of those episodes. So I say that to say, I do have an intention of sharing both. I hope to continue to share interviews with you in season 11. In fact, there are already interviews lined up. There are already guests that I've already had the opportunity to interview. So in season 11, you will hear more interviews, but they are going to be, I feel like they're going to be different in feeling. I'll tell you why in a second. But aside from that, I hope to, I can't promise, but I hope to also sprinkle in there some some podcasts where it's just me sharing with you again what I'm learning, what has helped me, what is supporting me that I think will also help and support you, because that was the original intent of this podcast. And I want to make sure that I don't lose that entirely, you know? So if you do want to still hear some episodes of what I'm over here practicing and learning and growing through, and if you think it will support you, email me, let me know. And then I will definitely make it a priority to do in season 11. But anyway, really looking forward to the interview. So the interviews, I feel like in season 11 are going to have a different feel. And I'm excited about that too. And this is why, like I said, when I first started interviewing, I mean, I wasn't trained as an interviewer, right? And remember, I told you at one point, I was so introverted, like I couldn't have even imagined doing such a thing, but I did enjoy it. However, it was easy, I guess, just because I'm curious, you know, and you probably get that listening to the interviews. Like I do read the books, you know, if the author comes on, I read their book and I'm asking questions based on what I think you would want to know based on what I've read. And even the people who come who aren't necessarily authors, I still try to be so curious about their work and ask questions that I think you, as the listener, what you may be over there thinking and questioning about the person that I'm speaking with. And so I've always taken that approach. However, I love conversations that just feel like you're just talking to a friend. And honestly, there have been some guests that easily fall into that flow, into that feel. There are some people that I've interviewed and it has felt more like an interview. You know what I mean? But there have been some guests that just will go into that space, that relaxation with me. And it just feels like you're listening in to me talking to a friend, right? And those are the ones I love. So this is what happened. As many of you know, last year, I had the honor of being a co-host for the Reiki Rays Global Healing Summit. It is an annual event. It is a Reiki Global Healing Summit that's held online. And there are a ton of interviews, a ton, so much content, and it's all Reiki focused. And it usually comes out around November every year. So anyway, last year I was invited to be one of the co-hosts, the facilitators, one of the interviewers, and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, and I know some of you accessed that as well. If you missed it, you can still access it. In fact, if you go to my website on the podcast page, if you scroll down, you'll see thumbnails with all of the interviews I've ever done, as well as links to the Global Summit. So anyway, I fortunately was invited back again to co-facilitate, to co-host this year. And the interviews have just wrapped up, and you all will be able to access that, I believe, in November. Of course, I'll keep you posted. But anyway, this year in the interviews, I don't know if it was just my mood. I don't know if I just have really kind of found my comfort with interviews. I don't know, but it felt different. And you will see if you do attend the summit that I really did approach it from that lens. I didn't approach it from like, I'm about to interview this person, as much as I'm about to have a conversation with a friend. And with several of the conversations, it really did translate that way. And I really enjoyed it so much more. And that inspired me. I thought, you know, for season 11 of Reiki Radio, I really, truly am going to hold that intention even more. I want to just have the feel of just having a conversation with a friend. And I mean, technically, that's always been my goal, but I don't know how to explain it really. But that's going to be the intention for season 11. So I hope that you all enjoy that. I just want it to be, just feel, just, I want you to feel the genuine connection and rapport between me and whoever comes to share. And I want it to be a conversation for you that really feels like, yeah, you're just, you know, listening to your friends talk and share of things to support you on your path. So I am really, truly looking forward to season 11. And I have to tell you, the very first episode of that definitely has that feel. It was an incredibly interesting conversation with a woman named Christina Carlson. It will air on September 4th. So anyway, I just wanted to come today to wrap up season 10, to thank all of you for being a part of the community. I want to also thank you, those of you who have shared Reiki Radio. If you suggested it to friends, if you posted it on your social media, if you've gone to whatever platform you listen to Reiki Radio on, if you gave a rating, if you gave a review, I appreciate you. I appreciate that. And, you know, those things to you, it may seem very small. It may have taken just a second of your time, but I can't tell you how invaluable those things are for the podcast in terms of reach. So the more that you share and, you know, leave reviews, post it on social, recommend it to friends, whatever it may be, I am in such deep gratitude for you for that, because it helps the podcast to keep going. And especially now, because there are so many more podcasts out there, like, and I don't mean just Reiki podcasts. I mean, in general, there are a gabillion podcasts out there. And so, you know, it can be harder to find Reiki Radio than it would have been in the past. And so it really does support the show. It supports me and the work and continuing to share with you because you share. And I just want to say a deep bow of gratitude for any of you that have done that or who will do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because it really does help us to grow community. And yeah, and you know, goes right back to the intent of the show is that it will reach people who are looking for community and reach people who are practicing maybe solitary and just don't know who to ask or, you know, where they can get more information from, whatever it may be. So you sharing really helps. It means a lot. And I thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I also want to thank all of you who have worked with me over the years. If you have taken my online classes, if you've been a member of the Alchemy Circle, or if you ever will be in the future, thank you so much, because obviously the podcast is the free aspect of my work. I don't get anything from this monetarily speaking. In fact, I pay for it, but all of the other work, my classes and what I provide, I really appreciate you, one, trusting me to be a part of your path. I appreciate the fact that you even feel inspired to learn anything from me. Like, it is such an honor. So I thank you for taking the classes. And obviously that exchange really does also allow me to continue to share and create content for you all. And it helps. So I just want to thank you so much for that. Speaking of which, I just finished teaching a 3-day course. It was my first time doing a 3-day, 3 consecutive days. It was the Ultimate Healing Guide. You heard me talk about it over the last few weeks, but we just finished yesterday and it was incredible. So much better than I could have imagined. And so I also want to say a very special thank you to everyone who came to the Ultimate Healing Guide class. Again, thank you for trusting me to be a teacher, to be a part of your path. But even more so that you all showed up in your vulnerability, your authenticity, and that you were not afraid to really go in and do this healing work. You all inspired me. And I thank you so, so, so much. That was incredible. And I'm so thankful. Also, one of the things that is new, in case you didn't know, is that I also launched an app this year, and it's the Energetic Alchemist app. You can download it through the Apple Store or Google Play if you have an Android. And that, again, just another inspiration of how can I share, but make it convenient for you, right? So through the app, there is plenty of free content there. You will find guided meditations. You can even access Reiki Radio, listen and watch episodes through the app. There are ways that you can do drop-in classes for the Alchemy Circle. I also have on the app the Reiki Radio Roundtable. And that's where, for all listeners, totally free, once a week, you can meet with me live on Zoom just to discuss your path. You can meet with me and we could talk about the episodes. We can talk about Reiki. We can talk about whatever you want. But it is my way of just saying thank you for being here, being part of the community. And the Reiki Radio Roundtable conversations are once a week. They will resume when season 11 resumes next week. So you can go to the app and click on that and you will be able to join if you'd like. Also on the app, there is the Awaken Your Inner Alchemist membership. It's $10 a month. That gives you access to more content on the app, including I do daily readings by sign with the Energetic Alchemist Oracle Deck. So you have access to that. However, this is my big surprise because I am celebrating 10 years of Reiki Radio, as well as 4 years since the day I commissioned an artist for the Energetic Alchemist Oracle Deck on the 4th next week. There will be a free class available to everyone who has a membership on the app. So if you are on the app and you have the Awaken Your Inner Alchemist membership, you will have access to a free course that will only be available through the app. And of course, it's going to be juicy. I wouldn't, like, why would I even bother if I wasn't going to give you something good? Okay. So, and there will be more details about the class next week on the first episode of season 11. Also, to celebrate, I am so thankful for everyone who has already purchased the deck. I want to make sure all the decks that have been printed are out in the world. I want to be down to zero. Okay. But I also want to say thank you because it is the birthday. So there is 25% off of the Oracle deck, and this will be until September 9th. So the whole week, well, from today until the whole week of the birthday week celebration, until September 9th, you can get the Energetic Alchemist Oracle deck for 25% off. Just use the code Reiki Radio as one word, Reiki Radio as the coupon code when you are checking out. So if you want the deck, go to my website, click to order, and then use coupon code Reiki Radio for 25% off, only until September 9th. So I hope that you enjoyed the deck. Again, so much love and intention. Let me tell you something. If anybody believes in energy work, I do. Okay. And I take it very seriously, not just like, you know, the traditional practices, techniques. I take very seriously the energy that I put into everything that I create for you. So whether it's a class, whether it's a podcast, whatever it is, I have so much intention and do energy work prior to the creation or sharing anything with you. And with the deck, obviously, there was a lot of intention put into that deck to connect with your intuitive mind very clearly, that you would be able to read and connect with the cards easily, effortlessly, that the messages would come through with clarity. Even every deck that I send out, I infuse with Reiki in connection to whomever is purchasing it. So much energy and intention go into these decks. Like, I can't even tell you the layers of it all, right? Well, the proof, the evidence that my efforts worked is, I can't tell you how many people have emailed me and told me even directly that they feel like the deck is really, truly magical. Like, people who already work with cards, or even if it's their first time, they have told me how much they can't believe how easy it is to read these cards, how much they feel connected to the cards, and just they're blown away by the accuracy of the messaging. It makes my heart beam, okay? It makes my heart beam because that was my intention. However, it also is that evidence that, you know, the energy we put into things is a very real thing. So anyway, if you do want to order the deck, get 25% off, use the coupon code Reiki Radio, and then let me know. Let me know your experience with the deck. Email me. I love when you all post your readings and then tag me on social media. Love it. I always repost it. And, you know, if you listen to an episode of Reiki Radio, there have been several of you over the years who also post the episode and then tag me and then I repost it. Love to hear what you guys enjoy. It really also helps me determine which guests to look for or what type of shows to share with you. Your feedback helps me a lot in knowing the direction you want this to go and who you want to hear from, what you want to learn, all of these things. So that is it. I just really wanted to say thank you and to talk to you about this journey with Reiki Radio. I cannot believe it has been 10 years, gone very fast. Season 11 will air on September 4th. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. It has been an incredible journey. There are other projects in the works, of course. There are other classes in the works, of course. There are so many things that I still, just from my heart, cannot wait to share with you. And I hope with all sincerity that it helps you on your path, bring you clarity, bring you deeper into understanding, bring you deeper into trust, but most of all, bring you deeper into your self-realization and understanding the true nature of your design. So that is it, beauties. If you do want to work with me, you can join the Alchemy Circle. The registration for that is ongoing and open. You can do monthly membership. You can do annual membership. You can also find drop-in classes through the app. So I look forward to working with you. Be sure to download the app if you haven't already. Don't forget, if you sign up for the $10 a month membership on the app, you will have access to a free class next week. Join me in the Alchemy Circle. Get your copy of the deck, 25% off. Keep listening to the show. We have so much goodness coming up for you. And share it. Share it, share it, share it. I thank you. If you have any questions for me, anything you want to share, you know you can email me anytime. I try my best to respond to everyone and everything. If it takes me a few days, please forgive me. Again, I am a one-woman show over here and I do my best. But I love you all so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a gorgeous, gorgeous week. Oh, and look for the Energy of the Month update, which will be emailed out on the 1st of September. So if you are on my newsletter, if not, go to my website. It's free. Just go to my website. Click to sign up for the newsletter. At the very top of the website, you will see a link that says, here's some information you'll love or something like that. And you just click, add your email address. Not only will you get the Energy of the Month update every month, which is a video that I talk to you about the energy of every month so that we can all navigate with more clarity, but you get free access to 22 Days of Transformation, which is a course of sorts. It's 22 days of these very short videos that take you into a guided experience of how to come into deeper observation of yourself, which is a layer two, your energetic alchemy. You also have free access to Creating with the Moon and Stars. And there's a lot of content in there that helps you understand the monthly energies, how we navigate all of that. But also every January, I teach a free numerology class. And if you are on the email, you're invited. So if you haven't done that, just get the free content, sign up for the newsletter, and you also stay in the know of any new classes and things that I have coming up. Okay. So do that. Go to the website, just do all the things, get the newsletter, get the deck, go see what is coming up on Reiki Radio, whatever you want to do. It's all there for you. Download the app. I love you all so much. I will see you in season 11. Thank you for being a part of Reiki Radio for so long. And remember to always journey in love. Okay, beautiful alchemist, I just want to thank you so much for sitting with me and listening to this podcast today, listening to my ramblings. I just wanted to obviously sincerely thank you all for being here and just to acknowledge that we have done 10 years. And again, just a quick reminder, if there is anything that you want to suggest in terms of what we talk about on Reiki Radio, please do email me. You can email me through the website. And I think that's it. I thank you for being here, love bugs. I will see you all soon. Cheers to season 11. I hope you enjoy it. Bye for now.